Well, today's gospel passage, the Beatitudes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, probably one of the most famous passages in the Bible, very well known, inspired many beautiful paintings and much beautiful music. But I have to say, and I'll include myself in this group for many years, tending to rather take this passage and romanticize it a bit, to think that God is painting the coming of the kingdom. He's painting heaven and what's going to be like in heaven. But reviewing, honestly, going back over my notes just this past week from seminary, Father Castello, and they reminded me of something, is that, first of all, he's talking to his disciples. He's talking to the 12. This isn't one of those things he's saying to a big crowd. He's saying this to the 12. And he's teaching them. And Father Kessler said, he's teaching them lessons about what's it going to be like to be his follower. What's it going to be like to be his disciple? He's not painting the picture of the future. He's telling them what they need to do now to be his followers and what they'll need to do to help bring about the kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, first of all, to be blessed means I am with you. You're blessed by the grace of God, and Jesus was God incarnate with him. He's going to send his Holy Spirit upon them. You are blessed with the Holy Spirit. So be poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? It means to be humble enough to realize that it's not all about you. It's about the other people. It's about them knowing that God has to bring things about and you need God to get anything really done. That's what's important. You need God in your life to get things done. That causes humility. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Well, everybody mourns. When you lose a loved one, you know what it is to mourn. And there's other reasons, you know, people mourn. Well, when you are around someone who's mourning, who's in sadness, comfort them. Be that comfort for them. If you need to hug them, if you need to talk to them, if you need to give them a call, if you need to have a mass said for them, pray for them, bring a hot meal, whatever it takes. When someone's mourning, respond to that. Be a comfort to them. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. You know, I remember an old saying when I was young saying that the world has gotten that person down, or the weight of the world is heavy on their shoulders. Oftentimes when people get that feeling that down, they don't think they have much worth. That kind of psychology oftentimes leads to various addictions. And the people don't realize that they're not created to be that. They need to be told, you are a child of God. Jesus does love you. Jesus does have a plan for you. So help lift these people up and realize that they have a purpose in God's plan. Blessed are the merciful, for they'll be shown mercy. Well, that doesn't really need much of an explanation, does it? What do you say? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That explains itself. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. This is very, very important because this is something that keeps a lot of people from understanding and seeing God. All I'm just going to say is there's an awful lot of things on the internet that no one should be watching, but unfortunately so many people do. But when you're doing this, what you're doing is seeing someone not as a fellow child of God, you're seeing something as an object for gratification. We're not objects, we're children of God. So when you do that, when you click on your computer and you engage in this, what you're doing, you're demeaning the person you're watching and you're demeaning yourself. And that keeps you from seeing God because you have to see the presence of God in others. And by engaging that, you're doing the opposite. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God. Well, I'm not the Secretary of State, but I do pray for peace. I pray for peace every day and all the members of our armed services because we need peace. But on a personal level, we can engage in this, in the peace with the people that we are around. There's an old saying, a good way to start to be a peacemaker is to follow this. If you can't say anything nice about someone, don't say anything at all. Who's ever heard that before? Anybody heard that statement? It's a great way. It's a great way to be peaceful. Also, if you're inclined to be the person who likes to tell like it is, whether they want to hear it or not, it probably isn't. So refrain from that. And if you are willing to do these things, he's telling his disciples this. This is what you're going to have to do and how you're going to transform your lives to bring the gospel message to the world. And the message that he gives his disciples then is the same message that he gives to all of us, his disciples, today.